you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, and a happy Monday to everybody out there in podcast land. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, holding the fort down while Luis J. Gomez travels back from La La Land. Thank you for letting me hold the reins on the show today, boss. We're going to have some fun. My co-host today, one of my favorites, Lamar Lee.
Oh, hello.
That's just the sound computers make when Lemaire touches them. We have two great guests today. Thank you guys for being here. We got Anthony Zenhauser.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Thank you for being here, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
Nathan Orton.
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
Great, bro. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for being here. Welcome to a wonderful, fun, Zach-hosted, real-ass podcast. I want to start this with somebody learning the consequences of Facebook in the real world. Mr. Orton, I've made this mistake as well.
Yeah.
Changed his Facebook status to married. Everyone here thought you were married. People literally went, I think Nathan got married over the weekend. People take Facebook very seriously, my friend.
We were seriously like, let's go get eloped. You know, I want to marry her before she realizes how much better looking she is than me. I'm trying to lock it in. And she's like, let's just put married on Facebook. And I'm, yeah, it'd be funny. My fucking mom called me crying. Like,
wait, it was her idea?
We both were fine.
Nathan, she's not white.
I know.
Nathan, what kind of lady do you have?
She's Latina, Colombian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad you didn't say black.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Good on you. I did the same thing many, many moons ago.
Dated a Latina?
Done that one too, yeah. Well, I paid for it, but I can't. No, a girl, I changed our face, my favorite to married, and man, the girl I was dating was pissed. And yeah, my family all thought I got married, and my grandma cried, and yeah, my cousins all freaked out.
Yeah.
All of whom were not invited to my actual wedding, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Your grandmom didn't come to your wedding?
No, she was in the ground already.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, I mean, you should have had the wedding around her.
Dug her out?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing, because you know who doesn't know you are the people who are like, congrats!
Yeah.
Like, strangers say congrats. Your friends, your close friends are like, you're fucking full of shit.
Yeah.
And then your family's like, how dare you?
They're devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it has consequences, and now you've learned. But hey, you know what? I bet it got you some good loving.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was it. Oh, he's willing to say he's mad. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
good move. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
You have to keep things very light on Facebook. Facebook, there's different tiers of social media. Facebook is that happy 95th birthday, Grandma. It's great to have you, you know, with us. And you go to Twitter for that dumb shit. You go to
Fuck
Twitter
you,
for
pussy.
Like, I think Twitter is like, I think George Floyd's an FBI agent. You know, there's like no, and then Instagram, you know, is just for fun. For fun girls who are pretty.
If I know a joke, I'm
and
not.
TikTok.
Yeah, I know
TikTok.
A joke's offensive if I'm only going to put it on Twitter.
Yes.
Because there's jokes I will, like, I used to not filter shit like that. And people get real. For some reason, Facebook's the one where they get real. I think the two things I've ever put on Facebook that got me in the most trouble, one was on daylight savings. I said, I can't believe I had sex for an hour and 5 seconds last night.
good solid joke.
That's easy joke.
Great. Solid, easy.
Easy joke. And some, like, two or three chicks were like, this is inappropriate.
What?
And I know, and they were friends with me.
They're like, you lasted much shorter with us.
Yeah. And the most mad I've ever made people was, I guess I have to name him for the joke to work. A certain comedian got in trouble for possibly, for being, he got accused of assaulting a woman with a beer bottle.
Mm.
And I asked, when he did it, did he say, it's Miller time? That was his last name. And, and then we started a thread of jokes, and I think the comment that broke people, I said, you know the rape's over when the mountains turn red.
Wow. Oh, that's of course.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, I mean, it's to me, that's a little outside left, but yeah. Because I know Coors, maybe that's why they were mad.
No. I was in trouble for making light of the situation.
What do you mean outside left?
You have to know that Coors Mountains turn blue.
What it's called.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you might have a lot. My friends are all peckerheads who love 15% alcohol. Excuse IPAs.
Me, dickheads.
Well, I'm white. I don't appropriate that. I go with pecker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a pecker wood. I go with peckerhead.
Why pecker?
Right. But those people can't make the jump onto Twitter. They can't. Like those. It's like a hurdle you have to go to get to Twitter. So the old people just stay on Facebook constantly. So you're good. Anything you can just say Twitter. Yeah, that you're the man on Twitter with that.
But I already got banned from Twitter once.
For what'd you say?
Because I have a backup Twitter now. Because my Twitter.
Yeah, but you hate Jews.
That's
definitely like a red flag.
No,
on
some
Twitter.
Chick posted that Trump was enabled by South Park. Mm-hmm. That like a generation of guys growing up watching South Park is the reason we had Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put, I quote tweeted her, and I put whatever her full name was, is a bitch, is a big fat bitch, is the biggest bitch in the whole world. And she got my Facebook, my Twitter banned.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
She Let's proved get you right.
Let's get into some stories. You guys see Justin Bieber's face?
No.
Yes, I have.
You have.
I'm a Belieber.
Yeah?
And I'm constantly on the Bieber website.
Justin Bieber's half paralyzed. His face is half paralyzed. Let's see it. Paco, bring it up.
Is this permanent?
So
only God could
He's
hope
unable to blink his right eye and can only smile on the left side of his face, and the nostrils don't move.
What kind of like... That's weird, right? Because when you're like paralyzing your face, it's usually like half, right? Like one half.
Let's
get
into
everyone.
Let's get into some stories. That's me. Hear me?
Hold on.
Hey,
Paco.
Hey, just because the boss isn't around doesn't mean you can fucking monkey around in there. All right.
Sorry, I taught him a lesson. We got.
Thank you.
Justin here.
It's like a dog.
I wanted to update you guys on what's been going on.
Is that a filter?
Obviously, as you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called
gay
Ramsey Hunt syndrome, and it is from this virus.
Oh my
that,
God. Quite the wordsmith, this guy.
Attacks the nerve in my ear.
He can't even write his own songs, dude.
Well, what a sparkling personality this man.
It's caused my face to have paralysis. As you can see.
That's like the opposite of paralysis.
Sounds like he's bored himself to death halfway.
Smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move.
I can only do coke out of one nostril.
On this side of my face. So for those who are frustrated by my cancellations of the next shows.
He just has to sing half his songs.
He has to do duets.
He's serious, as you can see.
Damn, dude.
I think he's faking it. I think that's 100%
pause.
Fake.
It's a filter, dude. It's a filter.
That's not what you look like when your face is paralyzed. Your slopes down.
Don't you need to like relearn to talk when you have shit like that?
Maybe a stroke is different from this virus.
Yeah. He might be getting...
We all know what it really was. It was the fucking vax.
Yeah. Hey, come on, dude.
All right, we're going to find out now.
We're just jumping into it on this podcast.
We're
going to
find out now.
God bless you.
My sister-in-law... So there is something, supposedly, that happens to some people from the... It was like a small percentage of people.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law was convinced she had it for months.
Yeah.
And she had a fucking impacted tooth.
I had alopecia from the vaccine.
The dog food?
The vaccine. Yeah.
I thought you saw his girlfriend.
Yeah. I had alopecia. Yeah.
I had bifelicia.
Yeah, I had bifelicia, dude. Yeah.
Is that a family member?
Right in the back of my head, it like took a chunk of my hair out for like 3 months. It was just, I just had to wait till it grew back.
From the vax?
Yeah, that it was causes, the only thing that was different, dude.
Yeah, everyone has different side effects. I mean, I got really fat. Bell's palsy is supposedly is one of the side effects, too.
The JR disease.
Yes.
Damn, dude.
So it could be, but when you have like Bell's palsy or a stroke, your face, your muscles literally, like, you can't move them. That guy looked like he didn't want to do his fucking shows.
It's a filter.
Okay, watch. I just blinked with one fucking eye. I think I can get away with
the
it.
The one eye was blinking pretty uncontrollably, though.
I don't think I could move just one nostril the way he did it.
Well, he's a talented kid.
Yeah, he is. He's good.
You hear his music?
Can you move one nostril?
I don't think so. I'm not gonna. Are we gonna do it now?
I'm trying. We're all trying.
That's what this is.
I don't know. I guess I never really. Was that what he was doing?
Yeah, well, he had one nostril. All moving.
Right, so maybe
he's... pan that and pan face. Can you move one fucking nostril?
That's crazy.
I've also been trying. I don't think it's possible.
It's impossible.
All right.
They're just happy they're not being sexually harassed in the booth like they usually are. This is a really this whole podcast, just from the top of the podcast, you can tell it's a different, nice, happy feeling. It's not Zach didn't just show up 2 minutes before the podcast and fight with every construction worker on the way over. You know what I mean?
Like, Listen here, doggy.
You're just a happy, like, you don't come in miserable.
That's going to be the sound no matter what you touch.
Soundboard just machine guns.
It's a different vibe. It's a little more accepting, a little more. I don't have steam to blow off.
Right.
This is.
You don't get mad, Zach?
No, I mean, but not. Lewis has a long commute in the morning. He's got to drop his kid off. We're the first time he gets to vent all day.
Mm. Oh. I had to drop dreams off at elementary school.
Yeah, I have a very easy commute. I call an Uber. I live in an all Arab neighborhood, so the guy's already in front of my house. The amount of times I've called an Uber because
you walk to his house.
Yeah, my neighborhood is all Middle Eastern, so I call an Uber.
What is it?
And I've seen the guy come out of the building because he was shitting in his apartment. He'd start his car back up, and then he'll go, "My friend, we live in the same building."
Oh, so he was eating breakfast.
Yeah,
pulling up his pants like, my friend.
Yeah, other than the fucking weekly Palestine parties.
What's a Palestine party?
There's free Palestine rallies in my fucking neighborhood. I hear they're really free.
They show new rock.
Yeah, they go ape shit for hours, and they honk horns, and it's that and soccer.
Do they drink?
No, they're just in the street screaming about shit.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah.
They're Muslims can't drink. But.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, Hasidic Jews aren't supposed to get hookers.
And Christians can't fuck.
Yeah. Wow. I guess that's true.
I actually got scared awake this morning. I was like half awake as my chick was getting ready. And I live on the sixth floor, and a balloon flew by my window and then came back down.
Whoa.
And I was convinced there was going to be a child attached to it. scared the living shit out of me. It was like that bad morning logic you have. Where you're like not quite awake yet. I was like, how is there a balloon?
It's definitely not a usual thing to watch a balloon go by your...
And then come back
and
down.
And then come back.
Yeah. And then it was in our outside by the garbage. It really fucking freaked me out.
I was trying to get your attention. Because balloons don't just fall back down in the same place.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. Yeah. It frightened me.
There was a bird on top just weighing it down. Like, no, I got a message for you, guy.
Was it deflated?
Yes, it was. It was one of those not aluminum, but like those like foil.
The helium ones, yeah.
The foil looking ones.
Yeah, birthday ones.
Yeah. Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you just for a moment. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. You've heard about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, are still going to charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a moron like me who doesn't know anything about how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site, take a look-ski, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Guys, you know it. You love it. People love when I do this. RockAuto.com. Enough of my bullshit. Let's get back into the show.
All right. I want to talk about, I couldn't write a good joke for this, and I was really mad. I tried for like a few, I tried for a while.
Let's write it now.
Pear rescued from chocolate tank of Mars factory in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Tell us about it, Booth's bitches.
Augustus Gloops.
So two people were rescued after they somehow fell into a partially filled chocolate tank while doing maintenance work at a candy factory in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The two people that worked
for... I mean, they were janitors, so if they weren't black when they fell in.
That's pretty good.
You know, it's weird. It has to be Hershey.
No, it's M&M.
Oh.
It's the Mars factory.
All right. Okay, never mind.
It's the M&M factory.
I take it back, dude.
Tell us about it, Paco.
Well, they were working for an outside contracting firm, and it's not clear how they fell out of the tank, but they don't give a lot of information. They don't even say who the people
I think we
were.
Have to guess. So I think the game you guys wanted us to play, because they had to get them out.
Yeah.
And I think they were deep enough in that they couldn't, like, scoop them. Go around the table. Let's figure out how do you rescue two men that fell in a chocolate vat.
You got to eat your way out, dude.
Well, it was halfway full when they got there. So you figure it was like a full vat.
Yeah. Home. Home.
Like Pac-Man.
Do they have to drain it? What's the deal?
So you would think scoop or drain it, but no, they actually had to cut a hole in the bottom of the tank in order to pull these people out.
That's my guess.
Were they... drowning, or were they like just up to their neck in chocolate? Sounds fun.
It doesn't say any of that.
It's a good way to describe your co-host.
But they were taken to the hospital to be evaluated. Their names and no further details were disclosed.
They both have diabetes now.
one man was playing, the other had a peanut in the middle.
More of a pretzel guy.
Are you?
Yeah. I would want to fall into the pretzel chocolate tank.
How do you fall in? I mean, those things are pretty well, like, you have to really make an effort to get into those.
Maybe
bags,
they were cleaning and fell over the side.
They were playing Titanic.
It's full of chocolate. Yeah. It's like it's active. You know, I mean, clean the inside of the chocolate vat.
They were going to dip a hand in.
Yeah,
and they
That's
got caught
what I
up.
Was gonna say.
They were going to scoop some chocolate.
It was like me and Zach were working in a chocolate factory. Yeah. You know that you would find us in a fucking vat of chocolate.
They were over the edge, and one guy had the other guy's leg, and he was like, "Scoop more!" And then they're like, "Whoa!"
All right, so we learned about the chocolate factory.
Do they have any like a description of the two guys who were in there? Or they didn't give any of that away?
No, they don't. You assume Mexican.
You would assume Mexican,
where's
right?
Where's this M&M factory? Which part of Pennsylvania is this?
Elizabethtown.
Elizabethtown. That's where that is. It's like all white people.
It's all redneck, yeah. like old.
They have a college out there. I'm sorry.
Okay. is that the sign of a white town? Yeah. There's a college.
Yes.
Education.
White and Asian.
Yes. How much money they lost in that?
Oh, Asian, so it could have been the yellow M&M.
Yeah.
They do exist. All right, what else we got here?
Ooh, hundreds of roaches released during the courtroom hearing?
Yeah, let's hear about this.
It's very symbolic of the justice system.
So there was a clash that broke out during proceedings in Albany City Court for four people for an arrest at the state capitol. And while this was happening, somebody in the audience brought like garbage bags or plastic bags filled with hundreds of roaches, and they just let it out. And it was getting so ridiculous that the defendant started to film the courtroom proceedings, and he was told to stop by authorities.
Now, I hate to say this. Was he filming vertically or horizontally?
It there's no video of it, but they just describe that situation. But
there's just stenographer print. Somebody drew a picture of all the roaches on the court table.
But the court officers arrested a 34-year-old woman in the audience for charges related to the altercation, including disorderly conduct, obstructing governmental administration, and tampering with physical evidence.
All right.
That sounds like she was a part of it. Like, she was trying to help that guy escape. She was like, look, I'm going to release hundreds of roaches in the courtroom, and everyone's going to be like, ew, ew, and that's when you leave.
See, I assumed that it was like a statement, like the letters to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, Miracle on 34th.
Yeah. Your Honor. These old guys come in with bags and bags of roaches. Where do you get, do you think they groom? Is that a pet store
grow
thing?
Grow roaches?
Does anything eat roaches?
What kind of roaches they were? Because most roaches, like household roaches, they look a certain way. Got the cockroaches you find in your cabinet,
yeah,
as opposed to like those big fat
Madagascar ones.
The Madagascar
Hissing
ones.
Boys.
Depends on what kind of cockroaches they were.
I want to know how you acquire bags and bags of roaches.
You can buy them online.
Yeah, you go to the fish store too, or like any pet store. They sell them at pet stores too.
They sell roaches. What eats them?
Well, birds, fish, right? Birds, yeah.
Fish, how does a fish eat a roach? Don't they drown them?
No. Wait, what? Maybe I'm lying.
I thought it was crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Yes. Oh, okay.
Lizards eat crickets.
Yeah. Yeah, reptiles. So many lizards eat insects, including cockroaches.
what's a bag of roaches go for? Bring it up, Nat. I want to know.
Well, on the streets, $50. It's like an eighth.
They're uncut roaches.
Yo, man, I got them roaches.
Yeah. Uncut roaches.
Yeah, uncut roaches. Yeah, you get a quarter of roaches, about $70 nowadays.
Somebody came in with bags of almost all the way smoked blunts. Sorry, I got possessed for a second.
That's exactly the kind of joke you would have made too.
The top one is not real roaches, but everything from here down appears Dubia. To be real roaches.
Alright, that says 10 for 12. That's Amazon prices though.
Yeah.
100 large animal specialty roaches, 26, okay.
It says gut loaded. That means it's like a food for another animal type of thing.
Okay. Thank you. I don't like the coin quarter size. I do not like that. Yeah. I do not like roaches. Yeah, that's a big fucking thing.
Yeah, we all know you use bananas for size.
Skipping that one. So I guess maybe you just buy a few bags and then do you leave them for a few days and maybe they make more?
They had to wait till they got the court date to be like time it, right, you know?
Yeah, you don't just want bags and bags of roaches in your house.
I mean, how
it's a hilarious thing to order to somebody else's house, though.
It is. I mean, a bag of roaches, was that 10 roaches? That's still enough to cause a problem.
Yeah, but they said hundreds, right, Nat?
Yeah.
Hundreds.
So this, to me, sounds like somebody was clearing out a personal collection.
Yeah.
That had built up in their house.
Yeah. I got to let all these things out or they're going to go old.
And what was the guy on trial for? Or what was the court? It doesn't say.
He was stealing lizards.
That's what they were trying to prove. The judge was a lizard. See if he can take this to me.
I think everybody was.
Don't tempt me.
Literally everyone was unbothered except for the defendant. So like.
No, they said it created chaos. I guess you want to be the judge in that situation because you're the one person that has a hammer.
Yeah. order.
Yuck.
Order.
Yuck. Yuck. Dude, that's fucking... That skeeves me, man. That really skeeves
me. Did you grow
up
with roaches?
No.
I had roaches.
My family was white.
It depends on if you're white or not. Yeah. But if you have a roach infestation in your house... It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you just open up the cabinets, they're all over the place. You know, you turn on the lights. It happens a lot more than you would think.
Oh, no. I've lived in apartment buildings in New York City.
Right.
I didn't grow up with them.
It's constantly.
But I've grown accustomed.
Rats, or not rats, roaches are like you guys' neighbors. They're fucking here. You chill. You guys don't kill them that much.
No, I think I'd rather have that than rats.
Are you insinuating that white people like coexist with roaches?
I'm
like
insinuating
we're we speak to them, like we hang out with them on the couch.
Not white people, New Yorkers.
I said you people. I get I get like on the alert. I don't know if you know how you motherfuckers love your roaches.
Would you rather have roaches or mice?
Mice. No.
No.
No. They have the same like connotation, right? You have one rice.
Well, how many roaches equal one mouse? Because it can't be 100 versus 100.
Like 20.
20 mice or 100 roaches?
20 roaches equals a mouse to me.
Mm. Oh.
What do you say?
I'd rather have like 5 little mice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You kill a family?
I'd capture them. I'd raise them. I'd have him eat the roaches if the roaches
train
came.
Him to fight dude, the roaches.
No, dude, he's going to train 5 mice how to pro wrestle. It's in his blood.
There you go. I think, yeah, mice don't freak me out like roaches.
I laid down on a mouse once in my dorm. Ew. It was in my bed and I didn't know, and I laid down and it like started squeaking and freaking out under me, and it scared the fucking shit out of me.
It just started, it wasn't smushed.
Did it bite
you? No, I shot right back up.
Oh, okay.
It felt like a thing under me. Yeah. And then I shot up and ran out the door.
Was there a moment where you guys just looked at each other?
As we kissed. Can you bring up, have you guys ever seen, do you remember the movie Joe's Apartment?
Sure.
Are you guys too young for that?
I don't know. That
no, one. Don't. It's Brendan Fraser? Not Brendan Fraser. The other wacky guy. Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
Yeah. And he moves to New York, right?
Yeah. Can you bring up Joe's Apartment?
It was based on an MTV sketch.
Yeah.
Liquid Television? Was it on Liquid Television? And they made a whole movie out of it because it was so popular.
I remember. This is why I have a very vivid memory of this. The first time I ever saw Freddy Krueger was they did a special on Joe's Apartment. And they had like a fake Roaches award show. And they showed when Freddie turned the girl into a roach and crushed her in the Roach Motel and said you could check in, but you can't check out.
Right.
That was my introduction to Freddy Krueger, was because of Joe's Apartment.
Oh, okay. It was like a spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you guys have it?
Well,
can we talk about Freddy after this? I got some
questions.
Just
waiting for an ad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely talk about it.
I didn't like the movie.
No, the movie's
I thought the
weird.
Sketches were better.
Joe's Apartment?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to make a whole movie about about talking roaches in an apartment. I got the gist in like
five. And I know what you're going to ask, Lemaire. Is there a cool hip-hop roach?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Is there a Papa Roach?
I fucking love you. You are a delight to my ears. Everything about you makes me so happy.
Such a positive energy podcast. It really is. Really, what a different vibe.
Welcome to Real Ass Positivity. I'm your host.
I've done enough of these podcasts to feel the gloom of Gomez.
All right, so. You really are just the Black Lives Matter Care Bear. I just love you so much.
You like that guy on the insurance commercials that knits the sweaters for the pug? Like, I love that guy. Like, that's the kind of black guy I want to hang out with. Yeah. Like, oh, he's just knitting a sweater for his pug, Marcus.
Yeah. He's saying he's a knitter?
You got to give a little something for that. He's slacking on the board.
Give me a gun sound. There we go. All right, you guys want to bring it up real quick?
Is this what you're looking for?
You should be it, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to sing Funky Town?
Ew.
Right? By the way, this is wild. This is a wild thing to even pitch. Just make a really gross movie for children.
The 90s were all about that, though. You could really do that.
Yeah, they had gross out books.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh yeah, Funky Towel.
I kind of fuck with this. It's about the rap.
Wow. The amount of animators that came home late to their family.
Divorces were caused because of this movie.
Honey, I've been animating this roach shaking his dick.
I've been fucking your friend Jack for the past 3 months. Where have you been in our lives?
What? It's actually pretty good animation. Like, it's crazy.
And I think the movie bombed on top of it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was I remember my Aunt Chrissy took me to see it.
I miss Aunt Chrissy. Look how young he was, too. Wow.
Jay O'Connell was a babe. Jay O'Connell? He was a babe, dude.
All right, I'm done.
Are you sure? I got a couple more strokes.
Dude. So, LeMayor, you keep bringing up Chip and Dale.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And LeMayor's been Chip and Dale.
He never brought it up once.
He's been bringing it up a lot.
For like the past month, I've been talking. I didn't talk about it. This was my week where I was like, I'm not going to talk about it this week.
I went through that like two Christmases ago.
Yeah.
I was the only person that saw Cats.
Yeah.
With your cats.
And this is a perfect transition because we have another story about this. I may have done drugs to see Cats.
Yeah. Okay.
And I may have overindulged.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's a movie theater on my block, and I was like, I can make it there safely.
Right. Before
if I'm real wrecked.
Right.
And then proceeded to watch the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. Rebel Wilson is in Cats, and she's a cat. She takes her skin off, has a different costume underneath. And then there's a parade of roaches with children's faces that she eats. And I was not ready for that. If you could bring that up in there while we get to this next story. Did you see Rebel Wilson got outed?
As what? Fat?
No, she's unfat.
Yeah, I know.
Now she's she has a lady friend and a magazine.
Oh, she's out.
Yeah, so I know she was with... Which is, by the way, the funniest thing for a fat lady to date. She dated the heir to Bush Beer. but now she's going to check.
That's pretty funny.
And if I'm right, didn't some magazine like pretty much DM her and were like, we're going to out you? And then she put it on Instagram herself instead?
That's basically exactly what happened.
What magazine was it?
We're going to out you magazine.
We should have saw it coming. Dyke Hater Weekly.
Yeah. It was killers. An Australian newspaper, Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah, no. We're gonna out you.
Look at this dyke. Look at this fucking dyke right here.
Oh, I heard you like to lick vagina. Is that true?
That's not a cunt. This is a cunt.
She looks better fat.
Oh yeah, she's got big. She's got the same thing when Jonah Hill lost all the weight. Yeah. Where like you got a big fucking head, dude.
Yeah, long face problems.
That's what happens when you get like too skinny when you're fat. Your head just stays big.
By the way, that's also just a thing fat guys say. It's like, hey man, if I lost all that weight,
you know, he had me go. I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Dude, look at all the proof. There's proof. Look how
she looks like her corpse.
Yeah, it's not good. Look here. Look how big her face. It's like. It's like
I eat puss now.
Look at my chompus.
She looks like one of the puppets from Puppet Master.
Yes, yeah. I know who you're like. Thinking of too. Blade.
Yep.
Blade. Yes, that's what Courtney Cox looks like now too, with her tight ass face.
It doesn't look good.
So yeah, is there any more to the Rebel Wilson thing?
No.
That's a story.
Yeah. So that's most of it. Hold on, I'm opening a picture.
I used to eat cake, now I eat pussy.
You're gonna frame me for eating pussy?
I'm on an old pussy diet.
Yeah. That's how I lost all that weight.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
That's not good.
Oof. Did you find her as a cat?
Yes.
Please show it. Now I have to tell you, this is the highest I've ever been at the movies.
Yeah.
And I was not ready for this.
Created a Beatles.
Still a fat cat.
And fuckable.
Still you think fuckable. This is when she decided to lose weight? And they're like, we're still going to make you CG fat.
Her being on all fours kind of does something to me.
By the way, we have not really improved CG roach
since Joe's apartment. Oh, shit.
This is horrifying, right?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And what? What? Why does she have this outfit on under her skin?
All right. Did you want another jelly? Yeah. You see, because you were so high, you see it as her peeling her skin off.
Yeah.
But for the most people in the audience who aren't out of their mind on drugs, it just looks like she had a costume on.
Well, but they're supposed to be cats. They're all wearing cat costumes over their cat?
Yeah. Well, they're talking and they're standing up straight, too. There's really no logic to this movie.
I thought you were going to talk about how Jason Derulo's CG'd out dick scared you.
Oh, no. Who's the other guy? They edited a guy's dick out.
In this movie?
Yeah, who's the...
Jason Derulo.
No, the black guy.
It's Jason Derulo.
No, I'm thinking of who's the really handsome black guy that they said was going to be James Bond.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it Idris Elba had a huge package in there? He looks like a naked werewolf. It's really weird.
It's hot. There's something about Idris Elba. I'm not gay. Okay. I'm not. There's something about him that makes me like giggle when I see him. Like I get like a girl. I'm like, hey, whatever you want, Mr. Elvis. It's great. Like
that bear hat's a cover for your gayness.
Yeah, bear.
Bear.
It's just, you should be bear.
But shit.
There's just, you know, I think there's certain qualities that a guy has that he's so alpha that he just makes you go, man, you're great. Like people like do that with Joe Rogan. They're like they totally like like fag out over Joe Rogan all the time.
Cool black guy with the British accent.
Yeah, yeah.
You never see the British accent coming with a black guy. It's surprising 100% of the time.
And it's sexy. Right?
I hate when the British black guy goes hood, especially like EG's like, yo, bro, what the fuck you talking about? You know, I was like, dude, chill.
You should do that because I think, you know, I mean, you get a lot of pussy.
No.
I think that would like break that 50% increase in pussy if you did like an English accent.
Yo, bro, if I'm trying to get some pussy.
All right, if you got the accent right, you need to do that on stage.
Yo, bro.
If you just did the first 5 minutes of your act, British black.
Yeah.
And then dropped it.
Oh, no, no. That's my British. That's it.
I think you have Justin Bieber's face to see.
I'm just, yeah, you just got like 50% hotter to me doing that English accent.
Thank you.
That's how bad Justin Bieber wants to be black. Now half of his face doesn't work.
Come on, give yourself a little something for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exactly. That was that,
fire.
That, there you go. Finally.
All right, what else are we looking at today?
Oh, Freddie.
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
I don't get it.
What?
I get like why I get like the him being scary in the sleep, but like how do they kill him in their dreams? Your dream, right? And he invades.
You're talking to the right person about this.
Freddy, he invades your dream.
Yes.
Why can't you just kill him in your dreams?
Cuz he's got all the power. That you have to learn how to control your dreams.
You have to be
so that you can turn it back on him.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how it works in all of them.
Mm.
Freddy Krueger's just about lucid dreaming.
Yeah. More or less.
This whole time?
Yeah, it's about being able to know you're dreaming and then take the power back.
Mm. Okay. Just like a person who was pedophiled on against.
Yes, which technically, depending on which version of Freddy you watch.
2011?
Yeah. Why they made him a pedophile? I think it was fine that he just killed kids.
Yeah.
I don't think he needed to fuck him. I think we assumed he fucked him.
Yeah.
He didn't need to. Oh, yeah. What, was he just killing them for fun?
I'm perfectly satisfied with killing kids instead of fucking them.
Well, if you're going to kill them, I would assume you're fucking them too.
Yeah.
You got to like, fuck them after.
Yeah.
Either way.
If you, but like, yeah, what you're gonna go through all the struggle and pain in the ass of having to get rid of a child's body without fucking it?
Pain in his ass.
Conversation, dude. Do you kill, or this is about anybody? Do you kill and fuck, or do you fucking kill?
I think it's like an Oreo and kills the cream in the middle.
I think the most scariest Nightmare on Elm Street movie would be like an Ambien version. Like somebody just takes an Ambien and then they're fucked. Like
Freddy's
it's just
a racist.
2 hour movie of just him.
Well, that's what they do to Freddy versus Jason. They give him sedatives.
Oh,
so he's stuck there.
He's stuck in dreamland.
Mm. Yeah. So what happens in the Freddy universe? Basically, by three, they invent a drug that keeps you from dreaming.
Yeah.
So and they have all these kids in an institution, and they're all on this drug. And then that drug kind of like makes an appearance.
Yeah.
I think the biggest crime in the Freddy universe is that nobody ever just goes, hey, what about cocaine?
Yeah.
They're like eating fucking Folgers. It's like, you know, we could fix this.
Does anybody have a Colombian friend?
If you take mushrooms when you're going against Freddy, will that make him more powerful?
I don't know. You have weird dreams on mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
I would say so. And it would be harder to be in control.
Yeah.
I watched on mushrooms, Nightmare 5 and 4 and 3 in that order.
Is that the one with the corridor? Like the steam room?
They all have
the steam room.
Oh, the gay. No, that's the gay one. That's number
okay.
two.
Okay. All right.
You know, Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is just gay porn, right?
Yeah, that's why I watched it.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
The bear strikes again.
I know. Give me a little too much information.
It's actually like considered like a gay icon movie now.
Mm.
So it's one of the only slashers with a final boy. instead of the final, you know, the stereotypical final girl.
Yeah.
And Freddie, like, just keeps doing really gay stuff.
Yeah.
The kid meets his gym coach at a fucking gay leather bar,
mm-hmm.
and the coach punishes him by making him work out in front of him.
Right.
And then Freddie kills the coach by naked towel whipping.
Right. Remember that.
And the entire movie, the final boy is just shirtless and sweaty.
Yeah.
And wasn't he black?
No.
The coach wasn't black?
No. He's got a cool cut white guy.
That would have been racist if he was whipping him.
Did Freddie die from coming to death?
And that's the only one that Robert Englund is not Freddie in all of it. Because they tried to...
He said, this is gay.
No, they didn't want to up his pay because they said they could put the makeup on anybody.
Gay for pay. Oh,
and then those scenes where it's not him, it's so obviously a stuntman trying to walk like a monster.
Yeah.
And who does not understand what Freddy is.
No time, no comedic timing.
He stinks. But it's the only horror movie where the main couple goes to kiss and the guy runs away to go see a guy. He like goes to cry at his friend because he kissed a girl.
I'm all for it. You know, I mean, if it means something that significant to other people.
And the writer, I believe, was gay. The main star was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, he complained that this movie kind of outed him before he was ready.
So then
he retired from acting. There's a documentary called Scream Queen.
Wait, how did it out him?
Because it's the gayest movie. He was gay, but he was trying to play leading men. And then he's in this incredibly gay movie.
I love to kiss girls.
Kind of put it together. And then, you know when you're watching a documentary on a gay guy?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, there's not a lot of footage of him now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Or, man, they talk about his boyfriend a lot, but they haven't sat down and talked to
him. I thought they cut Bohemian Rhapsody pretty short.
And yeah, it's one of those where like, and then he went away for a while. And developed the sniffles.
I would
call it the Hollywood sniffles.
How did Freddie kill you in the second movie? He made your T cell count go real low.
He didn't wear a condom.
It was a 2 year. It was a 2 year death.
Freddie must have been Suge Knight in that second movie. Isn't that how Suge Knight killed Eazy-E? Stabbed him with an AIDS needle.
Is that how it's?
Well, in Straight Outta Compton, it looked like he got raped because like they were like fighting in the booth, and then Eazy-E like pushed. Or Suge pushed Eazy-E down and like started unbuttoning his shirt, and you're like, did he just fuck him?
So is that a black version of a gay movie?
What? No.
That's called Straight Outta Cum.
Straight Outta Cum Town?
Straight Outta Cum Town. Crazy nigga named Stavros. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because it's pretty hard to get. Who's really gotten AIDS from a woman?
Me.
You? That's why you're married now. Yeah. Well, I guess we're stuck together, baby.
So quick.
But you got to get, I mean, it's from drugs or gay sex.
Did you know women can get AIDS? I didn't even know that until.
Sure. Women can be HIV positive.
They're called heroin addicts.
You got to pour it on their drink like Ruffalo.
Yeah.
But I think there's women who fuck guys who don't tell them they're gay.
Yeah.
And then they get AIDS. Well, I don't think anymore. I don't know if that's a real. I mean, is AIDS that big of an issue anymore in this country? Where people are just getting AIDS left and right.
It's like called monkeypox now.
Does your face get all numb on one side?
Dude, that monkeypox is fucked. Have you seen people that have like the full blown monkeypox?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Full blown monkeypox.
No, they look like trees. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's really bad.
It's like a Rick and Morty episode.
Oh my God.
Paco or Nat, can you bring up people with like the full face monkeypox? It's fucked. They look like Groot. It's fucked up.
Where's that? I heard that recently. Is it like spreading through?
Okay, so unfortunately, it ain't good.
But it's temporary. It's not.
Yeah, it's temporary. However,
it makes you black.
and it's spreading mostly. It spreads through contact. And unfortunately, it seems it's spread mostly through gay dudes right now.
Oh.
Like, three women have got it, and I think they're all just, like, being lied to, like my wife. And they're like sleeping with a dude who's cheating on him with a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. The new stereotype, gay guys made of wood.
They always wish they could be real boys. Yeah. Gay guys always getting swallowed by whales.
Can we call gay people Pinocchios now? Fucking Pinocchios.
It's fucked up. And because we just did a story about, there's a guy who they think is like one of the people that it's the first identified person who's outed themselves as having monkeypox is in Britain. They were in Saudi Arabia, but got kicked out of Saudi Arabia for having HIV.
For being
Oh.
And they got outed, and I don't think Saudi Arabia plays that shit.
I saw one guy the other day on the news. He was like, yeah, I got monkeypox from having sex with like 10 dudes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. He was like, I was on a fuck sabbatical, and I just fucked all the dudes I could.
And Saudi Arabia.
Happy June.
Yeah. Jesus. Saudi Arabia does not play anything. You cannot be gay.
I think if he was a citizen, he would have been executed.
Yeah, but instead he got
kicked out.
So I have a friend who's a makeup artist. And
What sexuality is he?
And they go by different names for different jobs. And they are a drag personality to makeup artist, but then they also go by their guy name for other jobs, and they got hired for a gig in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And the makeup artist who did not get the job sent the Saudi government all their gay shit.
Oh, come on.
And that's this terrible. Is the scariest fucking story. So my friend's on the plane to Saudi Arabia for work.
Then they hijacked it?
And they go, you have a phone call
on the damn plane.
On the plane. And they're like, what do you mean I have a phone? No, I have my cell phone. No, come to the captain's quarters, you have a phone call. It was the U.S. embassy,
like, get out of here,
saying don't get off the plane because they're gonna kill you.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Or they're gonna put you in jail and then execute you. We have marshals coming to escort you. So when they land, sorry, you know, and it's fucking like
marshals like clothing.
Yeah, yeah, one sleeve's gonna be longer than the other.
The most lesbian store.
My mom loves marshals.
Oh, sorry, about
no,
that.
No, it's ever. They know me there. I get the good. You got to go early. You get the good stuff.
Get them in the good khakis.
So they're on the plane. They say, don't get off, no matter what, don't get off the plane, you're going to die. And they sat on the plane for 8 more hours on the tarmac while the U.S. Embassy negotiated how to get them out.
Jeez.
And they sat by themselves on the plane, and then armed guards came and got them and put him on a plane right back. Mm-hmm. But they were going to murder him when he got off the plane.
What are they negotiating? How gay he could be?
Getting him out. They were wanted to kill him because they had a government contract.
They're like, what can we fit in his ass?
I would start with terrifying. Things we can't fit and then work our way backwards. that's how serious it is over there.
There's a lot of like trans people in Saudi over in the Middle East because you're not allowed to be gay, so they just like fully transition so they can live their life.
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's allowed either. Is that allowed?
He's got the full burk on. Who can really tell?
I mean, I'm going by you. If you say, I've not done any research on it. Yeah. I just feel like that's like another gay thing. Is to like in their eyes is to like. Transition.
No, dude, a lot of dudes are fucking trans people because in there, because they're like, it's a lady, which we should adopt.
I whatever, you know.
No, I don't know.
You can adopt. Hey, listen, you can adopt whoever you want. And I'm with you on that one, all right, Lemaire? I agree. I think it's time we just let them be what you want to be and you fuck who you want, and you know how I feel. Lemaire lost his virginity to a trans person.
That's cool. Good for you.
That's a lucky gal.
Just.
That alone gets you booked in a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
The bookers love stories like
that. Not the way you think. Other way around.
Yeah, female to male, dude.
Female to male.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a female to male. So you thought you were having sex with a guy.
No. Yes.
And then you were, but you were having sex with a woman.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I really need you to include, was it your dad's quote?
Oh. Yeah.
So this is the best part of the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my dad's, because the girl, like, we went on a date and she had, like, a penciled on mustache. And I was like
John Waters.
Yeah. I was like, that's fucking cool. She's quirky. And then, like, I told my dad and he was like, women with mustaches, they have the wettest pussies. All right.
And generally speaking, true, when they have a pussy.
Yeah. It was nice.
Well, technically, you did fuck a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's cool.
If you don't care. Yeah.
Are you straight or gay? Okay, fair enough. Your
business,
okay,
brother?
Fair enough.
No.
are you bisexual or?
I don't know. I think I might be asexual. I haven't been real horny lately.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're getting to the bottom of things.
I was asexual for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I just stopped dating.
Yeah.
You improve yourself, though. You find things.
You and your brother are the apex predator in the asexual community.
There we go.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it does. That is perfect.
That one came from out of nowhere.
Oh.
It did. It's fair.
Did you ever fall into a vat of chocolate with another guy?
Yeah, this morning.
That's a gay innuendo. Yeah.
They saved me
from the right. Factory. What else do we got here, baby?
Sex robots, dude.
Yeah, sex robots. Sex robots to soon feel sensations just like humans. What do we got going on?
Dude, they just invented skin that feels.
They can be disappointed, like. Too.
Yeah.
That's what the article's talking about, how they developed this skin so that robots can feel. And they originally, I don't know if they originally intended it, but one of the uses for it is to, like, send robots into situations that might be dangerous for humans, and then they would like feel temperature or like have a toxic reaction to like radiation or something like that.
Like the canary in the asshole.
Yeah. Exactly right. But then now it's being used in sexual applications, and then there's a quote in it that's like very much Her, the movie. Where it's like, yeah, maybe in 50 years, people will be like, oh, I'm in love with a robot. 50. And people, he said 50 years before it's like mainstream, but then another 50 before it's like a Her situation.
Like socially acceptable.
People are marrying sex dolls now.
Like, right. Yeah. But I think it's still considered a little taboo.
Yeah, so is gay marriage. Just
don't do it on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't put your sex robot on Facebook, man. Leave it on Twitter, man. So that means one of two things. Somebody was fucking their sex robot and went, I'm sick of her faking it. Or somebody was fucking their sex robot and you went, you know what would make this better? If I could burn her. She goes, ow.
Yeah. Ooh, you could have kinky sex with robots now? You could like pour wax on it and like...
Like short circuit.
Yeah.
It's like fucking a girl with Tourette's.
It might be like the best cum, like... Simultaneous climax is between you and a robot is you getting shocked. Like, when you come,
it shocks your balls.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, question.
Ball
sex robots.
Yeah.
Are they self cleaning like an oven, or do you gotta like
hose them out?
Yeah, do you gotta douche them out every time? Because I'm not coming in my robot.
Yeah.
You ever watch movie 43?
Yeah.
They had a sex robot thing in that where she had like a fan in her pussy so you couldn't fuck the pussy. Right?
I think something like that.
Yeah. I was thinking of the part in Archer where he dates the Russian sex robot girl and he finds her pussy in the sink. Like, why'd you leave it in the sink?
Yeah.
I would just hope that their assholes and pussies have like a meter, like empty and full.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just don't feel it. I mean, who wants to like diligently clean their sex robot after coming in it? It's like, I'll do it.
Yeah,
next.
Like the toilet on an RV.
Yeah.
You go to a station.
Or a toilet in your apartment. Or a toilet in your house. No, it's like, you know, give it a few good whacks, and then eventually at some point you're just, your dick is floating, and you're like, nah, I can't. I'm not, this isn't going to work.
Just floating.
Just floating in like a whole mess of cum.
If you leave that in there, you're going to look in there one day, it's going to be like a whole colony of little, like, bacteria and bugs. And
yeah.
You got to really clean it out well.
You got to clean that.
Like, better than your Keurig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if a little white vinegar is going to cut that. I think you're going to have to really...
I've only used the Fleshlight Quick Shot, which is open-ended.
Disposable? Huh.
No, it's your dick comes back out the other side. It's only like...
Like a water weasel.
Yeah. And...
Brag? No.
So that, you know, like, you don't got to like... Of course.
All right, cool.
And so that was like, the cleanup was easy.
Yeah.
The idea of having, because like the one thing you don't want after you come is like a task.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So I feel like so many people have bought fleshlights, come in them once, and went, I'm not dealing with that.
I had the same. Yep. I've had several fleshlights. I had the Quick Shot and I had the Tubi Boy. The Quick Shot, I just come on the other side and like, whoops,
yeah,
you through.
Yeah.
Oh, I also use the auto blow. Now that requires some cleaning. Right
there. Tell us about the auto blow.
It feels like a robot sucking your dick.
Can we get that on the screen? Like.
Yeah, bring it up.
Yeah.
I know Christian Brooklyn does a bit about this, so I don't want to go too far into his joke, but the auto blow is programmed from like 10,000 hours of blowjob videos to have different techniques.
It has 11 suck modes.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you, I mean.
It's like Anthony stand up.
I got a fleshlight.
Put it on crowd work.
A while back, I got a fleshlight and I like looked up, you want to like put it in a shoe and then fuck it. So you like learn how to fuck.
Really?
Oh, and it was the most, I've never felt so shamed while I was alone.
Put it in a shoe against a wall? Or like,
I just fucked into the ground. It like moved forward. I had to like crawl forward while I was fucking.
Oh, you were doing like military crawl.
Yeah. It was like a core workout.
Wire over you.
Marine crawl.
That's funny.
I know they make like an ottoman that has a fleshlight hole in it. So that you can grab on either side and fucking doggy style position.
Wow. Yeah.
You can put your coffee.
And I think they also
have,
and they have a, like an iPad attachment on it.
I would jerk off like next to my grandmom's couch, so that would have helped a lot.
Well, there's plastic on it. So
yeah. Better sit on the plastic. I think just spending a little bit money on a bag of cocaine and going out to a bar and picking up every woman.
That so your dick doesn't work?
Yeah.
Coke.
Well, it's not for me.
Yeah,
it's for them.
Oh, yeah,
It's core bait.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot.
No, I'll take you with me.
we'll buy some Coke.
My dad's friend that used to, he was a janitor, and we used to hang out because he was the coolest.
Because he's the cool janitor.
He was the coolest. And we were driving around one time, and we saw one of like the local moms.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where like kids were like in my high school. He goes, oh, back in the 80s. For a bag of Coke, she would suck your dick till kingdom come.
It's kingdom, what do you call this dick?
Wow.
It's funny because you don't think that one day a janitor will remember you from high school. You know what I mean? Like those guys just don't fade away. They end up staying in that town.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, I remember when you used to suck everybody's dick.
Yeah.
And they're like, just clean the fucking floor, will you? Just get back to what you're doing.
Hey, how about you clean my cock, you bitch?
He was the best. He would leave the upstairs bathroom unlocked so me and my friends could get blowjobs.
Nice. That's unbelievable.
Oh. He was the coolest. That's
from him.
He just don't turn on the light. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Just don't turn on the lights and don't ask who it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send in the girl in a second.
I bring the auto blow up. I'm intrigued.
Can I stand in the stall?
Why does this girl smell like your car noir?
Let's see this auto blow.
One sec.
No problem. It's all right. I'm not.
I think that you were focusing on me.
Yeah, I don't see that auto blow. Anthony?
Me and Anthony.
And by the way, I feel bad. Anthony's a very, very funny stand-up.
Oh, no, you're absolutely on point with that.
Oh, this is an old version.
Oh, this is...
how sad he is. He is not happy with that.
He's like, I watched $10,000 of blowjobs.
That bothers me. I don't know if that's what
he looks like Buster from Arrested Development.
It is kind of
wild. That's too much.
This motor is rated to stroke you for 1,000 hours.
Or I could do it.
Your dick falls off. If you end up stroking it for 1,000 hours, find a new hobby.
Jesus Christ.
So wait, you're saying that's the old one? Oh, that's the new one.
For sale.
Yeah, I got the Autoblow AI.
2014. So if you enjoyed watching this,
what's the difference?
And you know a man who might benefit.
It looks
from using
more futuristic. It's like this. It's like you're having a PlayStation 5 suck your dick. Basically,
it's like instead of having Wally, you have that other robot.
Yeah, Eva.
Yeah. You wear the Call of Duty headset.
Does it talk to you?
No, not yet.
I guess it can talk.
Yeah, I didn't program it yet, but
now, do you think that? I mean, obviously, because I'm saying it has to exist. There's definitely dudes that use that with like the VR headset.
Oh yeah,
and watch blowjob videos.
I want
call their mom.
Mom.
Stop on you. All right, so that's a full stroke.
That's a nice stroke.
That's an intense edge. That's a fast edge.
That's the one I got. It looks, yeah, these are the modes.
Teasing, slow stroke. How did you pick your mode?
Oof. I just, first, I put my penis inside. I inserted my penis.
Okay.
And then I went through every single one and was like, this feels nice, this feels nice, this feels nice, this one feels weird.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm finished.
What's the setting you can make a smoothie with?
All of them.
You know what my favorite setting would be? Fat girl trying to impress stroke. Yeah. That would probably be the best.
Hey, can you set it to 300 pounds? Dad just died.
I just want unimpressed hot girl.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be here. Stroke.
Yeah,
it feels more like a hand job than a blow job.
Yeah, because I see. Yeah.
Oh, you got a sped in it.
Yeah.
Can you make one with just a little bit of like head and hair that you can put your hand on?
I got a wig.
I like to have that like feeling that I got my head on top of my hand on top.
Oh, it's on Cuts Herself. It's on Cuts Herself.
Can I put on emo?
Put it on Crying Child.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's my I go to sleep to Crying Children, so I just have that tone on all the time.
Can you set it on female comedian trying to get a podcast? That'd be good. Shit! You really want that podcast, don't you?
Great, now I have to fucking split feature with a robot. Zach, you do 15, the robot does 20, and then I'll do 35.
Oh, God bless you. Oh. Unbelievable.
And I'm just sitting in the back with the robot the whole time while he's on stage. You're so interesting.
I was programmed to ask you questions.
All right, let's do one or two more and then get out of here. All right, what's this debate at the bottom of the thing, guys? My best friend wants to tell my husband I cheated 6 years ago. Mm. What is this? Mm. Is this an am I the asshole type thing?
It's kind of similar to that. It was just posted in a different subreddit.
Tell me about it. Let's discuss this, gentlemen. Let's get to the bottom of this.
My best friend wants to tell my husband that I cheated on him.
6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Well, I mean, is the best friend a dude? Is it like a dude best friend or is it a lady best friend?
Yeah, give us the whole story.
All right. My husband, 32 male, and I, 33 female, have been married for 4 years, together for 9. 6 years ago, he got an offer for his dream job in another city, and I thought he was going to leave me because he was acting suspiciously. I was heartbroken as I loved him so much, and I went out drinking with a friend, and a guy started flirting with me, and I flirted back. It wasn't long before we started kissing, ignoring my friend, who told me to stop. A few days later, I found out that my husband, boyfriend at the time, got a new job in our city, and he wanted to surprise me. My friend told me that I should tell him, but I refused and begged her not to tell him. 6 years later, my friend told me that she will tell my husband about it if I don't tell him. I asked her, why does she want to do this after all these years, and why does she want to ruin our marriage? She told me that when her boyfriend cheated on her, she realized that she would want someone to tell her if she was in his situation.
6 years later?
I cried and got on my knees in front of her to change her mind.
Slow down.
She gave me an ultimatum.
She cheated again.
Lick your lips, Paco, when you say that. I cried. I got on my knees.
Now I'll show you what a best friend can really do.
Anything you want.
But I don't know what to do. If I tell him, it would destroy him. He has been cheated on before.
I will destroy you.
And he wouldn't believe if it was just kissing. He sacrificed too much to stay with me, and that's how I repay him.
All right, just kissing? Again. If it was just kissing.
It wasn't just kissing.
This lady's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I feel like the friend wants to be with the husband.
Yeah, or like she's miserable and wants her friend to be miserable too.
Yeah.
Because just kissing, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
First of all, no friend of a woman is going to sacrifice their friendship to tell their to tell another woman's husband that he was cheating on her, unless she's trying to fuck him or they are fucking.
But she also said she was cheated on before and she knows how she would feel.
But she's her friend. There's a pact. Like they won't fucking tell on each other.
Yeah, and plus if it's just
yeah, that's gay.
See, I feel like sometimes girls always say we just kissed, but that usually means like a blowjob.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, one time I had a girl call me crying that I was dating and said that she kissed her cab driver. And I was like, you definitely took this back in the car. There's no way. You didn't call me crying because you kissed the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to kiss your cab driver, you might as well put his dick in your mouth.
What does dick smell like?
I don't know. I don't know. She probably brushed her teeth in between. Yeah. It was an Uber driver, so not necessary. It was a yellow cab.
That's better.
Not there's any connotation, but Uber made me feel better.
So not a Haitian.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just thought I'd think about it. Like, if my lady, it made me furious. I was like, if a lady I'm with kissed somebody else, I'd have to go fight that guy.
Yeah. Black people are weird.
Yeah. No, it's just machismo.
Did somebody else stole my lady's mustache?
It's like, first of all, it's 6 years ago. You're not going to find the guy.
Yeah. You don't know me.
But secondly, hit her.
Has a very specific set of skills.
Hit her, though. Punch her.
Wait, can I tell you? One time a guy on PlayStation Network called me a and I found out where he lived.
That's amazing.
You still haven't found him.
First part.
I found him. He lived in Minnesota.
That's the step. Did you go to Minnesota?
I was about to.
That's unbelievable. My respect for you is right here. I love that about you.
You should just, did you like tell him, hey, are you at then his address?
No, I messaged him online. I was like, hey, if you do that again, I'm going to find you. And he was like, okay.
You really missed your window, too, because there was a time in Minnesota where everybody, all black people were out of control. You could have just like blended it. You could have blended into the riots.
Well.
Yeah.
I Google searched his PlayStation name, and then an email came up, and I found the email. I like put it on Facebook, and I found his email, his account through Facebook. Is just, yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
NGRHAR.
was his name Nate Higgers?
Yeah. Tony at compoundmedia.com.
Comaye 59.
How often do you hear that word on video games?
Not anymore, but yeah.
Only like if the person like stubs their toe and drops something.
Yeah. If your sex robot ever calls you.
Sex robot, yeah.
Can you set your sex robot to racism? Yeah,
I program it for that. I program it that way.
Plantation wife.
Do you know robot it means slave. Like they mean the same thing.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's Swedish for slave. Robot is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Robot means slave?
In like Swedish. Yeah. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're going to
Abraham
get skin.
Lincoln freed, yeah. Abraham Lincoln freed the robots?
Yeah, yeah. 3/5 of them.
They don't like getting wet. Called it there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank my guests, Nathan Orton, Anthony Zenhauser, and my co-host, LaMare Lee. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We will catch you this Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast.
Bye, guys. Wrong one. I'm sorry.
That's all, folks.